update on Brisgala?
All of our updates and injury reports come from the general manager, who's not here.
So you haven't had, obviously, success against the Genesis.
Thanks for bringing that up.
What's the key?
Appreciate that.
What are you going to, what's the key to changing that?
Well, we got to go out and play a good hockey game. You know, I don't think that we've had a good start against these guys, especially the last time in this building. We went to the box too much and played a little bit on discipline, and especially teams needs to be better. So there's a lot of different things I think we can do in general to try and have a better start and a better game.
Peter, the additions on the rear end, has that given you guys any kind of a boost at all?
Well, I mean, I think it had some, you know, some depth and some experience and some size back there, and I think that that's a positive. You know, we just had Nicholas in for a game, and Pavel just got here, you know, yesterday in practice for the first time. So I think it'll take a while, but you know, certainly it adds, I think, depth to our back end. We were able to send a couple of young kids back to continue to develop. Not that they didn't do a good job for us, they did, but I think just, you know, when you talk about, you know, a playoff run and how much depth you need in those situations, I think it's nice to add a couple of veteran pieces like that.
What is it about this team and this building? Because on the road, they seem to be a little bit different.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, they're so successful at home, yet they can't seem to take that on the road.
Are you talking about my team?
No, the team
you're
going
to face. I don't worry about your team too much, like their home record and road record. I'm worried about them tonight, but I don't have any comments on that.
How has the season been for you guys so far, and you in particular as a coach? It's been up and down. You guys had a lot of wins. You struggled a bit. It seems like it's been more of a roller coaster than usual.
I think it's been a little bit of a roller coaster as of late. You know, for the first half of the season, it was pretty good. We're moving along. There's always things, I think, that you can do better. And you know, the lineup seems to change from night to night based on what we're dealing with, but I think most teams deal with that as well. On the road, we've found some success, but at home it's been a little bit tougher. So I don't have the exact answer. There's nights where we play a really strong game, and there's nights where we can be a little bit more consistent with what we're doing.
The youth has been okay for you guys, though, right? You
know, yeah, I mean, the youth has been good for us. They've done a good job, but, you know, there's a lot of guys in there, too. And they're enthusiastic and they're young. But, you know, this is the first month. I think we're 3-5-1. So this is the first month so far that we've dealt with a sub-500 month. And it's not over yet. Our hopes is still to pull it out. But every month prior to this has been, you know, a winning month. And, you know, we're caught in the month of February here, and we need to be better. But I don't, you know, with a new team and a young team and trying to put everything together and what you deal with through the course of the year, I don't think that any team goes through the entire season without having a month of some growing pains or things that don't go your way. So I think it's good for us to face a little bit of adversity and try and figure some things out here, especially where we're a new group and, you know, we're still you know, developing and trying to get that winning formula to sometimes it builds a little bit of character to have to figure some things out.
Yeah, the players agree with that too, but you also have some vets on this team that say now is the time to start winning. There's no
If we had a choice, we'd rather win the whole time. So, but what I'm saying is, if you know, it can be it makes you reach for as a team, it makes you reach and try to figure out how to be successful as opposed to just putting your skates on and winning. So that's a positive. You know, certainly we would have rather have won last game than lost last game. And, you know, that can be the same tonight. You know, we need to get going and make some noise here. He's been really good for us. I mean, lately it's been in and out of the lineup a little bit with injury and the bug. But, you know, the first half of his year was real strong. He's been a real positive influence around the young players and a good veteran presence and leader for our team. And, you know, now he's back and working his way to getting back healthy and getting his game back going on the ice. I think he's got a real good hockey sense about him. You know, it's a man's game. He's just a kid, but we use him in a lot of situations. And sometimes for young players, the offense, it tends to be a little bit easier, and the defense is harder to figure out. He seems to be he's done a good job for us defensively. We use him to kill penalties. He can play against other teams' top lines, and he's done a nice job.
Did you realize right away that he was going to make the team in camp?
No.
Is there a moment that you said
no. not a moment. I think it's just the, you know, that's why you have a training camp. It wasn't a, there wasn't a roster that was set before camp, and I think through the course of training camp, that's what it's used for, is to determine who's ready and who plays where and what minutes they get and who's in shape and who's not in shape, who's developed, who hasn't developed, and you figure all that out through the course of camp. No, there wasn't. There wasn't one point in camp where we said, "That's our guy. He's here." That's what training camp is for. It lasts 3 weeks, and we had, I can't remember, 8 or 9 exhibition games, and he played in a lot of them. We played him in situations where we felt like we had some holes based on people that departed, and he did a nice job in those situations that we asked of him. We put him in the same situations at the start of the year. Once the season started, we didn't cut it back and say, okay, now that the points are real, we're not going to use him in this situation anymore. We continue to use him, and he's continued to impress.
These games against the Jets have been strange, to say the least. You had that high-scoring game early on, another high-scoring game, a tight game. Any reason for that, or is that just the way it goes, do you think?
I'm not sure. I certainly would like to be better defensively. You know, we've let up too much to these guys.